Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Split markets today. We have wheat higher, corn and soybeans lower, soybeans sharply lower. Heading into WASDE's crop report, heavy farmer selling picked up in Brazil as their banking system lowered interest rates by 0.25%, which lowered the value of the real, which then, of course, pop the opportunity for them to sell more beans at this elevated jump we had seen here over the past week. And so that selling has magnified in today ahead of tomorrow's WASDE numbers. Will they or won't they? Well, if you're a betting man, you're going to say they won't. Lower yields for South American crops for corn and beans, like many private analysts are doing. That corn stunt issue in Argentina, that disease has been a severe problem. Again, the Argentina grain exchange lowered that crop potential again more. Brazil, they usually put their numbers out ahead of the USDA tomorrow, but they're not until Tuesday. So whatever the USDA decides to grant the market, any kind of reduction in yields for both corn and soybeans will be expected, but a large drop would be bullish. There is a massive disparity between what the USDA says the Brazilian bean crop is versus the U.S. crop, and that is equal to the size of our carryout. Southern state of Rio Grande do Sul, massive losses due to heavy rains. We're not talking 5 inches, 6 inches. No, we're talking 20 inches of rain inundated prior to the harvest season here this last week, and now another 10 inches. They say conservatively, you can lose another 2 to 4 million metric tons of beans out of this, and Brazil was already down to 146 million metric tons and declining, so they're probably at 144 or less. Our illustrious government agency, the USDA, keeps them at 155 million last month. We'll see if they'll come down. Everybody's thinking they will come down about 2 million metric tons, but there's fear they may not. So currently, soybeans for July off 18.5 cents, 12.09 and a quarter. Remember, last week at this time, they were still trading about $11.85, so we're still substantially higher. The November beans off 12.5 cents, $12.05. The corn for July lower by a penny and three quarters, 4.56 and three quarters. New crop December off a penny and a half, 4.79 and three quarters. In the wheat market, we had seen gains of about 14, 15 cents overnight. That kind of got bled away today as the corn and beans softened up. What happened overnight? Some frost in the northern Russian areas. Snow in Moscow. That just kind of shows you how their weather has been tough. And there's two more nights of freezing yet on some of this winter wheat crop. And so they're already thinking crop sizes could be down below 87 million metric tons. Remember, they started the year out thinking 94 million metric tons. You put this thing under 84 million metric tons, about 360 million bushels less than perceived. You got another grain rally coming here in wheat, even higher, because Russia, who has been beating down on wheat values the last 2 years, their exportable markets are going to go into restrictions for their own needs. And so that would definitely elevate wheat prices into our harvesting time of the year. Last time that happened was about 2010. I remember that one vividly, and grain prices were just rallying right during harvest, and everybody was calling and saying, yeah, I sold wheat for this, and then another few days later, I sold wheat for this. Well, maybe. I don't know. Could possibly happen this year. We'll see. It's up to the Russian weather on this unfolding. In Chicago, July is up 4 cents, 6.38. Kansas, July up 4.5, 6.53. Minneapolis, July higher by 3 cents, 7.05 and three quarters, with September new crop up 3 and a quarter, 7.12. Again, those values are all 10 cents lower than what was seen early in the session today. Commodities remain volatile, and you need a way to keep up with them quickly via your cell phone, your laptop, or your desktop. Heartland Investor Services has the application for you to get real live quotes. Call us at 701-222-0221. Cattle futures are softer, so is boxed beef. Boxed beef select off $1.55, but choice is 26 cents higher. The value on the board, June down 42 cents, 176.05. August giving up 50 cents, 173.72, with October slipping 50 cents, 176.95. With corn still down in the session, feeder cattle, they're even weaker than live cattle. May feeders off $1.55, 238.65. August feeders off $1.32, 251.07. October down $1.27, 252.87. Over in the gold market, economic data out this morning and jobless claims has the gold market bolting back higher. We're up $17.30 an ounce, $2,339.60. Silver up 75 cents, $28.36, while Bitcoin is off 65 cents to 62,021. The U.S. dollar slipping 28 cents. We're at 105.14. Crude oil higher, They were a lot higher over in the overnight session, but they still are higher on the day, up 11 cents for June crude oil, $79.10. Gasoline is a half a penny higher, $2.53¾, with diesel fuel pretty much steady, $2.47½. Any questions, you can certainly find us at our website for our phone numbers, heartlandinvest.com or 701-222-0221, where you can find out what's better for you, livestock risk protection insurance or options in the futures market. We do them both. One of the few that do. Call us. We can help you out. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.